USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president says he's not worried about any of his 2020 challengers so far. In a Saturday interview, the president also saying none of the candidates in the running stand out. Trump pointed to his administration's accomplishments, saying nobody can beat his record. The president also slamming a Washington Post report that cites unnamed sources claiming the president's concealing details of one-on-one meetings he's had with Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
We had a great conversation. We were talking about Israel and securing Israel and lots of other things, and it was a great conversation. I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less.
Trump was speaking there on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. A snowstorm that struck the central U.S. yesterday, causing at least 7 traffic fatalities, today belting the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will reportedly be meeting with the Saudi crown prince, as Pompeo tells CBS. He's going to discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during the meeting, which will happen during the trip to Saudi Arabia that starts today. Pompeo calling the murder of Khashoggi outrageous, saying the U.S. will hold accountable those responsible. Pompeo also stressing the importance of having a good relationship with Saudi Arabia in order to maintain stability in the Middle East. After an emotional 88 days, the family of Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss is back with the 13-year-old who'd gone missing in mid-October. Yesterday on Facebook, Kloss's aunt posted 2 smiling pictures of Jamie and herself. Jamie and her dog Molly will reside with her aunt for now. Meanwhile, a Facebook fundraiser for Kloss has raised $50,000. In less than 24 hours, she'd been kidnapped in October after her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie's 21-year-old captors also charged with their murders. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another Democrat throws his hat in the ring for a presidential run. USA's Rick Benson reports.
Julian Castro made his announcement in San Antonio.
When my grandmother got here almost 100 years ago, I'm sure that she never could have imagined that just 2 generations later, one of her grandsons would be serving as a member of the United States Congress, and the other would be standing with you here today to say these words. I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Castro, a former Obama cabinet member, follows Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in launching of their campaigns. And Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is running for president in 2020.
3 people are dead and 23 others are injured, with 14 of them in critical condition after a double-decker bus slammed into a transit shelter in Ottawa, Canada on Friday. Police Chief Charles Borderlo tells Canadian TV,
I want to express my sorrow and condolences of the Ottawa Police Service and other first responders to the loved ones and the families of those individuals involved. Several of the injured remain in serious condition.
Borderlo says the female bus driver was arrested after the crash. He didn't provide any details on why she was detained. Mayor Jim Watson says 2 of those killed were on the bus. The other person was waiting at the shelter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.